Do young people have any sense of brand loyalty? Now, I know what you must be thinking, that young people these days have no sense of loyalty to begin with, because many entrepreneurs and people who own businesses often complain that young people don't stick to a job, for example. They want to work a job a year, and then after that, if they don't get a promotion or feel like the job is rubbing them the right way, they just move to the next one, which is to some extent true. But to be quite honest, every individual living on earth, I can tell you now, save for a few exceptions, people wish that they could stay in one job. But even young people of today, they don't switch jobs because they want to, but it's because, for example, imagine yourself coming out of varsity and now you have this qualification that you've spent so many years working so hard for, and now you're trying to find a job and then they say they need 3 years worth of experience that you cannot get anyway. So the companies that are trying to employ you are telling you that you are not employable, even though you've worked so hard to get the qualification that qualifies you for the job position that we have. And you keep looking for job after job after job and you get the same. So the point I'm making with that is young people that then learn to maneuver their way through the work, the corporate ladder, in such a way that it's to their advantage and not to the advantage of your company. Because if we're being fair, a lot of companies and organizations aren't trying to position themselves in such a way that they are doing it for their employee, the employee. They're thinking of themselves as the employer. So let's take this back to the concept and idea of brand loyalty. We've already discussed it last week, but what is brand loyalty? Like, what does brand loyalty look like? And why is this such an important topic for us to discuss? You see, brand loyalty is something that used to be very common in our societies and in our communities. People used to identify with brands. It still exists. However, nowadays it's used very much as a way of communicating your status and the type of individual you are, and to some extent, the type of people that you would associate with. So for example, if you're a person who wears Prada, if you're a person who wears golf clothes, which are very expensive, right? You are communicating that these are the types of individuals that I associate with, that I do business with. This is the kind of individual that I am. And then there are those who like Gucci bags and et cetera, et cetera. But just because you wear Gucci and Prada, you buy two or three items every year, that doesn't make you brand loyal. Now, let me take you back in time and sort of explain to you, especially if you're a young person, let me explain to you what brand loyalty looks like, right? When you, back in the day, or let me rather say, yeah, let me say what it looks like and what it looked like back in the day. Brand loyalty is when you use the same fueling station to pour fuel simply because of the name. You always go to BP because BP is owned by so-and-so and so-and-so, makes sure that their employees treat me well. I always eat at this restaurant because it's owned by so-and-so, and so-and-so makes sure that my family is treated well. You understand what I mean? There was a time when we were forced, not necessarily forced, but encouraged rather, to practice brand loyalty, right? Where you only shop at ShopRite because, or you only shop at Checkers, or you only shop at whatever specific store because of the service that they provide. Because back in the day, companies used to be incredibly service-driven, whereas today, service is optional. Some companies don't prioritize service as much as others. Like, for example, in the hospitality industry, there's a lot of service-orientated businesses, as well as if in the airline industry, there's a lot of service-orientated businesses. And if you're a person who flies a lot, you'll often have preferences as to what airline you prefer using, even when that airline is not available for you to use, depending on where you're going, you would have rather preferred that airline. That's what we call brand loyalty, right? And some of us still do have it. Like, for example, some of you buy only Kellogg's, some of you only support Bocomo, some of you only use Aquafresh, some of you only use, you know, in terms of the toothpaste that you use, some of you only use Panado, some of you only use Grandpa. So this is a phenomena that's still exists, but it exists in silos, in very specific areas of our lives as consumers. But now if you look at it more broadly, which is, I mean, brand loyalty is something that does exist in young people because we live in an era where every individual is trying to become a brand, right? And this is where I'm going with this. We live in the world of influencers as young people, and influencers are brand. And we commit to those brands, right? We listen to what they eat, the cameras they use, the places that they visit. We want to be like them. They are our virtual friends. We've built parasocial relationships with them. And as a result, we're very familiar with the concept of brand loyalty. And another thing that we're very familiar with is the fact that brand loyalty is something that you often, it's very dependent on how you're treated by the brand. Because if your favorite creator, your favorite soccer player, your favorite musician, at any given point in time begins to disappoint you and maybe even offend you at the core of your of what is fundamental and valuable to you, you will divorce them. You know, you will separate yourself from them. And that's when you separate yourself from the brand, right? You're no longer loyal to the brand. Now, I must say that brand loyalty plays a very important role in our lives as consumers because it gives us a certain habit, routine, right? Because you can't keep making decisions every day. You get decision fatigue. And this is why a lot of people resort to brand loyalty because I don't need to think about it. I know if I buy this brand, I'm going to get what I want out of this brand. But there are times and instances where brand loyalty is not the best option because companies that you give your loyalty to will tend to abuse that loyalty because they know no matter what they do, or at least they think no matter what they do, you won't leave. And many of us have done this with political parties, for example, where we've given them too much of our loyalty, right? And whatever, believe it, whether you like it or not, political parties are brands, right? They are brands at the end of the day. They are trying to sell themselves to you. So let's have that conversation about, are Gen Zs less brand loyal than millennials, right? So millennials would be my generation and before. There are those who are younger than me who are also considered millennials. And then you get Gen Zs who are much younger, born from the year 2000 onwards, right? So they would be around 24 right now, 24 years old. And then millennials, millennials are quite wide and broad. So millennials go all the way up to 35 and above. So those would still be considered millennials. I think they actually approach more 40 or early 40s. Those would be what we consider millennials, right? Are Gen Zs more loyal than millennials, or rather less brand loyal than millennials? I would say no. But if you compare both groups to baby boomers, for example, then I would say there's a big yes there. I would say there's a big distinction and difference between baby boomers and the degree to which they were brand loyal. And when you take those and compare them to us, the millennials and Gen Zs, right? Millennials and Gen Zs aren't that different. One of the interesting things about us, the Gen Zs, right, is the fact that, us, the millennials and Gen Zs, is the fact that the reason why we're so much less brand loyal than baby boomers is because for baby boomers, there weren't as many companies to choose from, as many service providers to choose from. And as a result, you had little and fewer options. So you chose those, you took whatever they had to offer you. Whereas with Gen Zs and millennials, and I would say this, there is a degree to which Gen Zs are less brand loyal than millennials are, but it's not a very significant difference because we all live, both groups or generational groups live within an era of abundance. Like there are just too many people trying to sell us too many things. And I would argue that there are individuals within those groups, both groups, there are those who prefer to be brand loyal simply because they do not enjoy decision fatigue, because that's what being brand loyal does. It just gets rid of decision fatigue, which is something very real, right, that we experience as human beings. We become incredibly exhausted and tired by making decisions. It's the reason why every time you switch on your Netflix, your Showmax, your Disney Plus, your Apple TV, you will find yourself going back to a show that you watched 20 years ago, or 5 years ago, or 6 years ago, or 3 years ago, because you don't want to make the decision of choosing a new show and going through all these different shows. So all these companies are trying to find better and easier ways of getting you to make less decisions, because they know that decision fatigue will overwhelm you. So I hope this has been a very beneficial part of this conversation, right? And I say part because this is a series that we're covering this month, or the theme, where we're having the conversation about young people and brand loyalty. And I see it also in clothes, which is has a very negative connotation with us as young people, because we are brand loyal when the brands that we are loyal to complement our egos, right? When they stroke and rub our egos the right way. And that's something very, very important to consider and think about. So I'm going to leave it there and leave you with this question. Would you say, if you're a young person, and even if you're not, would you consider yourself an individual who is brand loyal? If you think that you're sometimes brand loyal, why are you brand loyal to the companies that you've chosen to give your loyalty to?